It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, the fun is about to start. That's right. I have got the crew here with me from Helper Saturday Vibes. I've got Kimberly Kuhn. I have got Joelle Amaya and Ruth Lee, and we're going to talk to each and every single one of them about all the great things that are about to happen at Helper Saturday Vibes. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You.
Kim, we're going to start with you. Year four, right?
Yeah, year four.
And how
Heading
are we looking?
Strong.
How are we looking this year?
Good, really good. Vendors are coming in, applications, sponsors. Our contacts with the media has, you know, upped the ante, so we're super excited about that. We've got a couple changes about this year for the footprint of the market. We have our food vendors that are going into the Zions Bank parking lot instead of Old City Hall because big news, breaking news, Old City Hall is being renovated.
It is a demolition zone right now, isn't it?
It is. And it's so exciting to see this progress in town.
So let's just jump right into it. Give us a tease of one of the great parts of Saturday Vibes every year, apart from the food. That's why I go. But that's beside the point. One of the great things about Saturday Vibes is the live music. And let's talk about, give us a rundown of who's going to be there this year.
So we've got a really great lineup this year. We've got 9 events. We've got every single Saturday, the beginning band is someone local. Like we've got Dale's House. We've got Missy Ricci. We've got Highland Markle. We've got Dozy Don'ts. And those are people that are getting up on the stage before the bigger band happens, and it's more of an organic local feel. So we're really excited to kind of switch it up. And CJ has been doing all the band bookings, and it's been great, but we've had over 90 applicants for music. So it was really, really hard to say no to people, and we're encouraging them to, you know, reach out to other events and whatnot.
Well, it's always great when you can have more than you need. That's always a good sign.
We're excited. We're really excited. We've got Me Under Cat coming back, Mothers of Mayhem, Bad Francis, Welfare Check, Samba Fuego, Bombshell Flowers, and many more.
All right. You'll have to check all that out, and we'll tell you where you can do that before we get out of here once again today. So the other great thing is, you're looking to expand and get more sponsorships, have more people involved in this. If there are businesses out there that want to be a part of it, what do they need to do?
Well, they could reach us, helpervibes.com, or myself, Kimberly Kuhn. My number is 435-901-0511. We've gotten quite a few phone calls for new partnerships this year. So we're really, really excited to help those businesses like start or existingly, you know, continue to progress into a stronger business. So the partnerships this year are fabulous. We're super excited to announce them in a couple weeks. And we also have some really great media sponsors. So
got plenty of great things that are about to happen in Helper.
Yeah, and if you want to be a part, it's super easy. Get online and
give them a call or get online.
Yeah.
You can't miss. You can't miss. Let's bring Joelle in now. Joelle, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
You were a little nervous this morning.
I'm still a little nervous.
There's no need to be nervous. We're just going to stand here and have a conversation, all right?
Okay.
So let's talk about, you are, I guess we'll talk, we're going to call you like the event coordinator for each one. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
You're also, though, here's the other part of it. If you're looking for something fun to do, you guys are looking to hire a couple of people still, aren't you?
We are. We are looking for a lead logistics a staff member who is basically, what do we say, first one there, last one to leave. They're all a part of a setup and tear down and helping the event run with the rest of the staff members.
Kind of helping everybody get where they need to be and make sure everybody's ready to roll when we flip the switch at 5:30, right?
Right.
All right. And then you had one other position.
We have a kids activity coordinator we're looking for. Somebody that's creative and wants to come up with some ideas to keep the little kiddos busy.
That would be a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, and something. Last year we had something to take home, so I think that was a big hit last year that the kids got to take a little something home with them. So, yeah.
All right. So if anybody is interested in these positions, what do they need to do? How do they get a hold of you? Do they send just a resume? What do they do?
So on our website, helpervibes.com, there is a application that can be filled out from there. You click on the tab that's apply now, and when it drops down, there's choices. So choose the staff one. It's general events staff. And when they fill out that, it comes to my email, and then I can make connection.
And here's the thing, you know, this is not a volunteer position. This is a paid position,
right?
Both of them, right?
Yes.
So get paid to have fun on a Saturday. Why wouldn't you do
that's
that?
That's why I'm here.
That's that's a pretty easy gig if you think about it, right? All right. Yeah. Hey, Joelle, thank you so much. Let's bring Ruth in. Ruth, come on in, and let's talk about you. You are the vendor coordinator, right?
Yes, I am.
So nobody gets to show up without talking to you.
That is correct.
We're going to throw down the hammer.
Yes.
All right. So, Ruth, let's talk about, I know you have vendors already signed up, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But you can always use more, right?
Oh, definitely.
All right. So let's talk about, if you're out there interested in being a vendor for Helper Vibes, what do they need to do?
Reach out to me, and you can also go onto the website, helpervibes.com, apply under vendors there.
Can you give us, I don't know if you want to keep these under wraps, and if you do, that's okay, but I'll be just disappointed, sadly. But anyway, can you give us a hint or a clue as to some of maybe the food trucks that are going to be this year? Because that's always one of the big things about Saturday Vibes, is everybody loves to go because there's such an eclectic mix of food.
Yes, we, of course, have Angel's Cravings. Everybody loves Angel's. Ruben's Barbecue is going to be there. We have Dee's Kitchen. And then we're also bringing in a couple new food things that we're going to be switching out every week, so you'll see something different.
All I want to know is Green Chili House on the list? Or is that somebody we got to work on?
We're working on it.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
We'll get them.
That's all I need to know. All right, so once again.
If you want it, we'll get it.
All right, so once again, we're kicking off May 11th, correct?
Yes.
And we're running all the way through August, every other Saturday. Get ready to party, have some fun on Main Street in Helper. The one thing I always say, because I live in Helper, if I don't go, I can sit on my patio and listen to the music at Helper Vibes. Mm-hmm. And I always say, if you haven't been to Helper for a while, you haven't been to Helper. So get on up, have some fun, enjoy yourself with Helper Saturday Vibes. Once again, kicking off May 11th. We're going to be up there as a radio station, hanging out with these guys, having a good time. So come on up, see us, see everybody, and just enjoy it. This is going to be a great, great time and a great summer to look forward to. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.